The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. It's beginning to look like Trump is doing what a lot of people feared he would. He's picking a lot of people for a lot of important positions that come as really no surprise and don't particularly impress me as being new and fresh to the idea of bringing America back from the edge. They're players. Watching this all very closely is Kelly Nelson, our star journalist, and Kelly is back with us this hour. Hello there, young lady. Welcome back. Are you there, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, she just woke up. She was napping.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right. Now, Kelly has, I think some of you regulars know, she's got some extraordinary connections on the inside, and she's earned it. She's remarkable in that regard. So we're going to hear some of her views as to what's going on. Let's see, the latest I got here, Trump picked a big real estate investor to be Middle East envoy. I guess that's kind of an envoy ad litem. He's going to float. I don't know what
means. What's the name?
Hold on. Steve Witkoff, W-I-T-K-O-F-F. Mm-hmm. Steve Witkoff. And then, of course, Marco Rubio. Now, Kelly has she knows Marco, and I'm just wondering how you see this. Let's start with Marco Rubio as Secretary of State. Your thoughts now.
Marco Rubio is
the bubble
very
boy.
Weak. Yes, and he's very weak, and he's very lazy. He rarely shows up to vote on anything in the Senate.
Oh,
number
nice.
One, everybody knows that. I mean, that's mm-hmm. common knowledge. When he was in high school, he did a play as a, what do you call the male dancers? Oh, my husband always says, I'm coming home, get rid of the dancers. You know, what are they called?
Male dancers?
Yeah.
Flamenco dancers?
No. What are the dancers called that you always tell me to get rid of?
Fags.
Chippendales. Yeah.
Fags.
He played like a Chippendale in a high school play, and they didn't find it very funny. But he thought it was great. He also takes these gay bubble
bath
things in these big bath houses with, you know, where they just fill it up with bubbles and then all
the bubble boy. There he is.
Yeah.
Our Secretary of State.
I actually wrote about this in 2016. So it's not really new.
I remember talking about it in 2016. Yes.
Yeah. Here is the problem with the man, besides being lazy, besides being an anchor boy. He does not have the creds to run for president, just like Nikki Haley didn't, just like
he is
Jim
an anchor
Dalton.
Baby, friends. That was no joke. She's serious. He's an anchor baby.
Yeah, he is. Right. The thing that's the real problem is he joined with Lindsey Graham and McCain. Uh-huh. And that was in the Gang of Eight, where they sold the firearms to the rebels who a year later killed our men in Benghazi. I wouldn't want him anywhere near
politics, much less the White House. He's garbage. My only question is, honestly, how many of these appointments are really coming directly from Trump and solely from Trump?
I would
say none of them, because I will
change that. Stephen Miller, Tom Stephen Miller, I've been through so many of these today, I'm blind almost. And Lee Zeldin, those are the three good ones. Those are excellent, okay? The rest of them, I like Elon Musk. Believe me, this guy is not stupid. He is quite brilliant. And I do believe that once he spends a little time with Vivek Ramaswamy, that he will figure out what Vivek is.
Well, wait, what is Vivek up to? He hasn't been named anything, has he?
Yes, he has. Vivek is going to be in with, oh gosh, what did I... See, I've been through so many. He's doing this so fast that I'm having trouble keeping tabs
on it.
They're
running out.
It's Pete Hegseth from Fox News has been named as the Secretary of Defense. He's pro-con. He's very young. He doesn't know squat.
Whoa,
I don't know why the hell you would put him in there.
Okay, wait a minute.
Pete Hegseth from Fox News has been named Secretary of Defense. He's no damn good.
What are his qualifications?
He has none. He was in the military, okay?
Uh-huh.
And he loves the military, and he works for a lot of the guys.
Guy. I'm looking at him. I know who he is. Yeah.
But he does not have the experience Mike Flynn does. Mike Flynn's been in 33 years. Mike Flynn's been intelligence in the military. Plus, Mike Flynn personally told me that if he was named Sec of Defense, he would go spend 4 years at the Pentagon and clean out all the you-know-what.
I hear you. Mm-hmm. No, he's right.
Yeah.
Now, there would have been a good pick, see?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know who's calling these shots. I just don't think Trump is.
Well, I think I do. But at any rate, okay, let's go back. Let me put this in and find out. Musk and Vivek.
Musk is an interesting character. I give him that.
Yes,
much,
I like
sure.
him. I really do. Yeah. Musk and Vivek will lead the Department of Government Efficiency. Okay. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Vivek, besides the fact that I told you last time I was on that Vivek is the first cousin of Vance's wife, Usha.
And first cousin. Vance, oh,
first cousin. And Vance uh-huh. and his wife named one of their children Vivek. Mm-hmm. Nice Hindu name. Okay. Vivek actually was funded in school by George Soros. And he tried to pay Wikipedia to get that off of there, and they refused to do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, there's more. Vivek started a company that was a pharmaceutical company, but the product that he had actually didn't work. It was a penny stock thing. Okay, well, along came BlackRock, and BlackRock bought it from him for $3 billion. Hmm? Got it? the penny stock that was worthless. They bought.
$3 billion.
Yeah, his company's name was Roviant. It was a drug company.
I remember.
All right.
It was some little off-the-wall startup drug company.
Absolutely. He never made money the right way. He was bought. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
Bought and paid for, and now he has spoken the right words to get the attention of these people, and he has been put in a priority place. This is not at all good. You can find out all of this in a book by, you know, what's shocking is there's actually two books. One's called Superclass. The other one is called Giants. Superclass is by David Rothkopf. Both of these men that wrote these books are leftists, but they're telling the truth. And you go through these books and that you go, holy macaroni, there it is. It's all laid out for you. Here you have, I will lay you odds that after a period of time, Elon is going to bow out. Or
I completely agree with you. No, he's too smart. He doesn't want to get caught up in that sewage.
No. He'll either bow out or he'll say, I cannot work with Vivek. He will figure out what Vivek is because Vivek is just another. And here's another thing. You know, there are three Hindus. You've got Vance, Vivek, and Cash Patel, all right? Two out of the three belong to the Pilgrim Society, which is a globalist organization that seeks to bring us all together on, it's basically one world order, but it is with England being the hierarchy, okay?
Got it.
The Pilgrim Society, and Cash Patel has a very high position in it. And I have the list of members, and if you were to look at the list of members, you'd go, oh, my God, gag me, gag me, gag me. It's terrible. So you have a whole bunch of people that are really high up connected here who are swirling around Trump, and this is the way it goes. Infiltration, 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 and Trump is too stupid to see it because he does no vetting. He does not have discernment.
No, he asks people what they think. That's
all.
His vetting.
That's
what do you think
it.
Of that?
Yeah. And
you know, can I say
like,
something else, Kelly? I want your opinion. He doesn't. Look, the guy's 78. He's not looking good to me. He looks spent, and I understand why. He looks spent. His mouth now, if you notice when he's at rest, his mouth turns down at the corners. It's a real depressing look. The spark is
that
gone from his eyes.
That happens to people, sweetheart. Don't be saying this stuff because I'm the same age.
I'm not knocking it. I'm just telling you. He doesn't look good. He looks not healthy to me. That's my point. Go ahead. That's all.
Well, I don't know. I will tell you, I have a very close friend who was raised in the same building with him before when he was young, and who isn't that much younger than he is, and they used to call him Donnie, and he actually knows one of the actors who plays Trump's double. The person that you are oftentimes seeing is not the real Trump.
I always judge it by the hair. I'm watching his hair. That's what I keep
the hair is different. But there are other things that are different. One of them is heavier than the other one. One looks slender and one looks heavy. More, not heavy, but, you know, more of a bulked man, whereas the other one is a little bit too slender, and you can tell in the face is more slender.
I've noticed. Yes.
Anyway,
I do agree with you about Elon Musk sort of just backing away. I've got too much to do. I got to run SpaceX. I got to run X.
Yes. I think Elon Musk in a New York second could run through what's wrong and go through it in a matter of months and say, this, and this. And then all of the, oh, we can't do that, will come in, and it will go down the drain, and he'll say, well, I'm out of here.
Well, here's Musk and Vivek were both named to lead a newly created Department of Government Efficiency.
Just what we need, another frickin' government, right?
Yeah, another bureaucracy.
Another
Department
DGE.
Of Government Efficiency, DOGE.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's the name of a crypto coin that Musk has been promoting for a long time, DOGE. I think it's pronounced Dogecoin.
Well, look, Trump has created another one when it was in the first time. So now we have, instead of 17 intel agencies, we have 18 because he did the air one, the space one, okay?
So now
we've got the Department of Government Efficiency, which is going to be just another boondoggle, and it'll end up having thousands of people working in there and doing nothing and just spending more of the taxpayers' dollars. What they need to do is go through the alphabet soup agencies and say, cut, and they won't do it.
No, we
are broke, and we're looking at a crash, and it's an inevitable.
That's all.
Well, it's another trillion every 3 months, for
three
God's
months,
sake.
90
you
days.
Can't
it's probably
continue.
37 now. That's right. No.
Yeah, you cannot continue this. So,
isn't Trump going to try to get rid of the Federal Reserve and the IRS and all kinds of things?
Yeah, right. Promises. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well,
it's just like getting rid of the Education Department. Did that ever happen?
No. That's another one he's supposed to get rid of.
Charlotte, where are you when we need you?
Charlotte. Yeah.
So, you see, you've got a real... It's like I told you, you've got three that are really good. And I've lost track of all of these people. There are people that I really like and should be. Where is Navarro? Navarro is brilliant on China. Where is Navarro?
Haven't heard the name in months.
Yeah.
Can't remember the
and
last
time. And he spent
4 months
in prison for this guy.
Right.
Okay? So... Bannon doesn't want in this, and Bannon's got another trial to face. And
well, Trump has another trial or two to face. He's still due to be sentenced.
Well, no, did you
they're going to drop it, I think. Oh, go ahead.
No, they're not going to. They've dropped everything but the one by Merchant. Merchant said, well, we'll wait 4 years, and then we'll go after him.
He did. That's what he said?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, oh. And what happened to a speedy trial?
Huh? Oh, come on. Which
That's
amendment
the
is
window
that?
Too.
No,
yes.
Fourth? I can't remember. Anyway. No, this is awful.
I mean, excuse
it's just getting
my friend,
worse.
But
it's getting worse and worse, Kelly. It's not.
Oh, I'm
this
telling
is not
you,
inspiring at
watching
all.
I was on the phone all day with all these different people that think just like I do. And I told both Joe and Janet and Joan, I said, my mouth is ready to go crazy. And I said, I actually called up both of my senators, Marsha Blackburn, who is
Don't tell me you got them on the phone.
No, I didn't get anybody because nobody's in the office because nobody's there in D.C. You got a representative, you can't even reach him for 2 months. I mean, if you look at their calendar and how many days they work, it's hardly ever, and they get paid a bloody fortune, and they're all at home having a good time for 2 months, but now they're going to come back because they have to vote on things, right? Well, they have to vote in the Senate. Who is going to be the Senate leader? Do you want the anti-gunners and the neocons like Thune and what's the other guy's name?
I can't think of it.
It's off the top of my head, but... Those two, or do you want Rick Scott, who is the only straight guy and is not a neocon, okay?
Where does that stand now? Where does that stand
now?
Well,
they're going to have a secret vote. Don't you just love that? They don't want the people to know who's going to vote for whom because they know that they will... Okay, I heard that Marsha Blackburn, she's my... And she plays up like she is such a Trump supporter. And she went after that former FEMA head woman when they had the RNC and got in her face. All this blah, blah, blah. It's all theater. It's all show for the dumbdowns, okay? And then what did she do? She comes out and she says she's going to vote for Thune or what's the other guy's name? Gosh, see, I'm old. I can't remember the name.
The other guy's from Texas. Thune's from South Dakota, I think. I can't remember
Thune,
his name. There's
Thune and Scott and...
Here, let me look and see if I can figure it out. Thune.
Other senator.
There's too many
running.
Names.
Scott, yeah, I mean, I can't... Cornyn. It's Cornyn.
Cornyn, you got it. I just
Cornyn is... Cornyn's C-O-R-N-Y-N.
Cornyn. Okay.
Yeah, he's a real big anti-gunner. Okay. So you don't want...
How can you
Thune
be a Republican and being an anti-gunner? I don't get it.
Oh, please. Come on.
I'm
99%
being
silly. Of the government... Yeah. Okay. So here's the situation. They decided they're going to have tomorrow. They're going to be back tomorrow, and they're going to have a secret vote on this. So I called up. My mouth got away from me. I called
for you
up.
For listening, hold on, Kelly. We got to tell people this. We're talking about the new Senate GOP leader. That's what we're talking about here. We didn't make that clear.
Who's going to be chosen, the Senate leader? McConnell has been going behind every... McConnell is just Schumer in Gentile drag, okay? He's the same damn thing. really, he is.
Good.
The two of them are brothers. They're like two peas in a pod. And McConnell's gone behind everybody's back, paying them off with this, that, and the other to vote for Thune or Cornyn, okay?
Dirt,
absolute dirt, against the people's wishes. The people have been calling their senators.
He's gone rogue for years now.
Oh, sweetheart, he's CCP. His wife owns...
Oh, absolutely.
And her sister died, so now she even owns more. You know?
Huh.
See? Yeah.
All right, well.
Her sister ran off a bridge and drowned in a car. So, okay, here we go.
That sounds a little suspect, doesn't it?
I don't think so. She was drunk, and she backed up too far and in her fancy schmancy car. So, everybody says, call your... Well, I call them all the time, and half of them, Lamar Alexander would never talk to me because I called him so much. But he's long gone now. So I call up Marcia's office. Now, Marcia is owned and was put into office by our former governor, Bill Haslam, who owns Pilot Oil Flying J and runs the whole state of Tennessee and is a dirtbag, a Republican dirtbag. What's new? So I hear she's going to vote for one of these turds. So I call up and I'm telling her, look, I know you were just reelected, but I will save up and I will work my ass off to get you out if you vote for one of these bastards. That's what I told her on the phone. Left it on both the office phone and the DC phone. Then I called up the other one, who is a Republican, Bill Hagerty. Bill Hagerty, that son of a bitch, he's promoting digital currency, and he's telling everybody, well, we can put special laws up so that it won't be bad, and there will be nothing that they can spy on us. And
he's
I'm
a
thinking,
globalist.
You are a dumbbell. He is a dumbbell. He's a dumbbell, too. So I called him up.
He probably owns 15 or 20 Bitcoin. That's why he's doing it.
Oh, shit, yeah. So I told him the same thing. I said, look, if you vote for this guy, because you're coming up pretty soon, I will work myself silly and I will save up money to fund, even if he's a Democrat, to oust you because you're a liar. If you vote for either Thune or Cornyn. Okay, see, this is why they're having the secret ballot. But then I said to him, I said, don't be like cohort bitch, Marcia Blackburn. And I actually said that, and then I got off the phone and I thought, you stupid dummy, he'll never speak to you again. Well, too bad. Well, but see, this is what this stuff does to you. It makes you crazy when you watch this. You are thinking, are all of you people rotten? I've got a call, you know who, that I'm tight with, that's a good congressman. I've got to call his wife and talk to her because this is so out of hand. I just can't believe it. And it's, well, we should go through this for your people. What this woman, Susie Wiles, is involved in. And I had somebody who just wrote me tonight and said, did you happen to know that her Florida church is an LGBTQ church? And I thought, oh, Lordy, there's another piece. How interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean,
well, Susie Cusey is not a clean whistle here. This gal's all over her. Believe it.
No. Do you need to take a break?
Only if you're tired. I'm fine.
Let's go. I'm not tired, but this,
I'm kidding.
I thought,
at it. We got a lot to cover. Go right to
okay,
it.
So here you've got Stephen Miller, thankfully, has been made deputy chief of staff. So if Trump finally wakes up, or I can get to Stephen Miller, I need to get to Stephen Miller, I really do. If Trump finally wakes up, you've got Stephen Miller, who is a straight arrow. He is a good, good guy. But Susie Wiles spent years as a D.C. lobbyist, and she is listed as the co-chair of the Florida and Washington, D.C. offices of Mercury. That's a national lobbying firm. But Mercury is owned by Omnicom. Okay, that's an important thing. Now, back in 22, I wrote an article about President Trump's advisors regarding the Republicans he was backing. Why? The one that absolutely blew my top was the fact that he was backing Mehmet Oz over Kathy Barnett, okay? And it came out later that it was all lies. About Kathy Barnett, and that she was really a straight arrow. But if you knew about Oz has dual citizenship with Turkey and votes in Turkey and American elections. And he promotes transgenderism, including surgery for the kids. He sought the upholding of Roe versus Wade. He supported Obamacare and fought for it. He opposes gun ownership. He's an advocate of CRT. And in 2022, Mike Pompeo called Oz a potential security threat over his ties to the Turkish government. And why shouldn't he? And even in my article, I showed a picture of him sitting there with, what's her name, Abramoff. She was
Abramoff or Abramoff.
Yeah, she's the one that does
the satanic spirit cooker.
Yes, actually, and he had a long chat with her at some Turkish meeting because they're both Turkish. So I thought, oh, this is just Jimmy. This is what you're backing. You're putting your name behind this package of filth. So that's why I wrote the article, and that's where I came up with Susie Wiles, and that's where I saw she was in. What?
No, go ahead. I wasn't me.
What is that? Are you there?
I'm here.
I've lost you.
No, I'm here. No, something popped on, and I went to shut it off, so I turned my mic off for a second. That's all.
Okay,
go ahead.
I thought I heard something. So I wrote about this back then, and I thought, good Lord.
How long ago was that about?
That was in 2022.
Okay,
that I wrote about her. And it was about his advisors, because they were and Bill Stepien was also a co-advisor with Susie Wiles regarding who he should back in the 22 elections. And Stepien worked for Chris Christie. Chris Christie blamed Stepien as the scapegoat for Bridgegate, if everybody remembers Bridgegate and that nightmare that went on when Chris Christie was governor of New Jersey.
Well, that was it. I can't imagine he got away with that at all. People should still be talking about that, but nobody remembers. That was incredible what he did. Anyway.
He had a couple other people who were involved, too, but as advisors. But Susie Wiles was the big one, and that Mercury that she owns, that she's involved in, that is where it's dangerous. Now, I want to find the part here so I can tell you all about this, because it was Tom Renz, the guy who actually gave all the statistics on what happened to the military, to all of the military personnel
who took got the shots,
the COVID jabs, and he testified of all this and gave the statistics at Ron Johnson's roundtables with all these people that came in, the doctors and everything, and came in and gave it. And let me tell you this, Susie Wiles was the person who kept all the doctors away from Trump during COVID, including, they have actually stated this, including...
She walled them off. I didn't know.
Yes.
I had no idea.
Yes, she walled them off. I just found that out recently. And one of them was McCullough. And McCullough blew the whistle on her and got a whole bunch of other people to try to get in, especially ones that really
Susie
knew
Wiles.
What was
I didn't
going.
Know this. I didn't
know
this.
Susie Wiles. Okay. So here's what Omnicom is. It's a global leader in marketing communications, but it makes money through its relationships with, guess who? Ford Foundation, Uber, Kaiser Permanente, United Nations Foundation, Pfizer, Gilead, and Bill Gates' Gavi. Okay? They promote the uniparty deep state narrative. And Omnicom is a partner with, guess who? The World Economic Forum, a promoter of DEI, and controls, this is Omnicom, they're a promoter of DEI, and they control 1,500 marketing and communications agencies and provide brand and advertising services to over 5,000 clients in more than 100 countries. And Wiles has spoken openly about being pro-trans and in favor of open borders. And I linked to the magazine article in Florida in my article that stated that. So this in hot air.
No, let's go back to the walling off of the doctors. She was a big pharma rep. Don't forget that. Top level.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
well, see, you've got
Trump
Pfizer, Gilead,
to stand
Bill
up there
Gates,
and
Gavi.
Keep, and so what did Trump do? He kept saying, this is a beautiful, wonderful vaccine. And then he says, I was the godfather. I saved millions of American lives. Well, the contrary is probably accurate. So you're suggesting that she guided him into that pitfall of claiming to be the godfather of this deadly vaccine. So it might have been her.
Wiles is not MAGA or America First, and she has heavy ties to
He's surrounded
the
with
Communist
traitors already.
Chinese Party through Mitch McConnell.
Great. He's already surrounded. He is.
So the former majority leader is now promoting Thune and Cornyn rather than Rick Scott. So you've got all this tied together. You see how brilliant she is and what she's done. I mean, and she has been with him since 15, on and off. She actually went to work for DeSantis, and I think that was, in his second election as governor?
Right.
And he wanted her to drop out of going back to Trump, and she refused, and so she dropped him.
Well, she's got a hold on the guy, clearly, and this is, again, is he his own man? Uh-uh, doesn't appear to be, and he's already surrounded with treachery.
Well, see, he actually stated in public that she was the person responsible for getting him elected, and I say, no, he wasn't. The 4 years of hell
Trump
that
said
we've
that
been
about
through,
Susie Wiles?
Yes,
she
did.
Got him a...
Yeah, that she was responsible for doing. So I wrote in my article, okay, maybe she came up with the idea of McDonald's, the idea of the garbage truck, the idea of Madison Square Garden, the idea of the second butler. Maybe she came up with that, but I highly doubt it, because I watched all those State of the Union addresses, and that man is a showman. Pure and simple. He came up with that. Who was responsible for putting this man in again? It was not Susie Wiles. It was the American people who voted for him. And it was the Dan Bonginos and all his cohorts in the conservative media that said, get 10 people and go out and vote. We cannot have communist Harris running this show for 4 years, or maybe 8. And that's what happened. It wasn't Susie Wiles. Not in my estimation. Anyway.
I got it. No, it's very interesting.
I'm so disgusted with this. And there's, you know, we've got all these other people. We can go to what's-her-face, Kristi Noem. Absolutely detest that woman. Here she is married, she has grown children, and she had an affair with Corey Lewandowski, but who hasn't had an affair with him?
He must be really good
in bed, I'm telling you, because honest to God, there's everybody that
he's not a movie star.
No, he's not. He's not good looking at all, but I'll tell you, remember he had an affair with one of the gals that was... really pretty gal that was in his administration the first time around.
I can't remember her name.
Somebody reported that they had been out late drinking one night, and they were both drunk, and they were out in front of the bar screaming at each other, and that's who he had an affair with. It may have been Roger Stone that said that. I can't remember. I tried to tell Roger about all of this, but I guess he doesn't want to really hear about it. Maybe he's just, rah-rah, let's go. But he should know. I mean, he knows these people deep. I'll tell you who really knows everything. This guy just talks a mile a minute, but he knows everything. He knows things. Every time I listen to Mike Benz, I learn something new. The man is brilliant.
You're very, very high on him, and that's interesting. He doesn't get any real press, not to speak of. But
no, and he has his own little programs, and when he's interviewed by somebody, the people who interview him shut up, because every sentence he tells has something very, very important in it.
Mm-hmm.
He's really something. I wish that... I'm surprised they haven't murdered him, because he's really quite important. But as for Kristi Noem is dangerous. To put her in charge of the DHS, you might as well put that woman that was in charge of FEMA back in. It's the same kind of flop. I mean, would you write in a book that you shot a one-year-old puppy in the face because it wasn't learning its commands?
No, this is nuts. No, it's.
I would kill the person that tried to shoot the puppy.
No, this is almost like shooting a child. I know some of you will say, no, it isn't. No, it isn't. But
yes,
the idea of shooting...
is
shooting a one-year-old anything with a brain and intelligence. And as most of us know, dogs have nothing but love to give. They are the most loyal. They're what people ought to be in many ways. Now, the woman is completely creepy, and if you look at her face, you'll see the latest and greatest in plastic surgery. She's staying right up to date with her cheerleader self as best as she can. She's very self-absorbed.
I'll tell you, she's dangerous. If she will kill an animal like that...
Oh, I concur.
She's dangerous.
I agree.
She belongs nowhere near anything political, because she cares nothing for her people either. And there was a huge article in the John Birch magazine, The New American, and this was a couple years ago when this CO2 pipeline was going up through Iowa into South Dakota. And my friend Tammy was a, she was one of the people that has areas. She had Iowa and South Dakota for the John Birch Society. She was one of their reps. And she was fighting that constantly. Well, and she could talk. She's the one that told me. But then there was this huge article in JBS. This woman actually told these fourth-generation farmers and ranchers who went to her and said, we need your help because they're taking far too much of our land under eminent domain for a CO2 pipeline, which can blow up, can cause all kinds of catastrophes, can poison things and everything else. And it's all nonsense because CO2 is needed for trees to even turn green. It's insanity from hell. And she told them, look, I'm not fighting your fights for you. That's just what she said to them, and she walked away. That's the kind of person she is. And then she turned around and she sold the easements to all of this huge pipeline. I mean, this baby is a monster, okay? She sold the easements to who? The Chinese. Isn't that lovely?
I don't. She'll
you
always be a dog killer
a
to me. No, I'm sorry. No. A lot of these appointments are just as bad as his first term. Remember how many bad appointments he made.
Yeah, and you know who made them in his first term?
No.
Mike Pence.
Oh, it was Pence? Oh, God.
And you know who Pence's best friends were in Congress? Jeff Flake and Paul Ryan.
Well, there you go.
So what would you expect
from
Mike Pence?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay.
Yeah.
So here you've got the same blooming thing here, except, and we've got to go over this other thing, because we talked about this on the phone together. We go back to Reagan. Reagan was shot 2 months after he took office, and he was not shot by Hinckley. He was shot by a person up above who shot a cylindrical bullet into him that contained probably cancer.
Oh, just imagine, for a skill saw, imagine a saw blade on a skill saw, round, flat, with teeth on the edges. That's what that was looking like. It was a Teflon. It had edges on it. And it apparently was spinning when it went into him. That's what they think, anyway. It stopped just short of his heart.
Yeah, a quarter of an inch from his heart.
That's right.
And,
no, it was a weird CIA kind of a weapon that wasn't the gunshots that killed or damaged Brady. No, that was something else entirely. The doctors couldn't see it. You know, Kelly, hold on. They couldn't see it on an X-ray.
No,
and I don't know how they figured out to look for it, but they finally found it.
They found it because a nurse was examining him, and she saw a little bloody liquid leaking out of a little teeny spot, and she went, oh,
a little
maybe that's
teeny
it.
Spot, a little slip.
A little teeny, it was very tiny, not like a quarter of an inch. Okay?
Yeah, I got it.
And so she told the docs, and they took him into surgery, and they got it out. Okay, so after that, this is what John Judge said, and John said, after that, it was basically, okay, go to Camp David with your wife, Nancy, and watch old movies for 8 years. We'll take care of everything. And H.W. Bush did take care of everything, and you remember who he brought in, Alexander Haig. And,
I'm in charge here. Don't forget.
I'm in charge here. Right. Mm-hmm. Plus a whole bunch of other guys who were all CFR members. And so he ran the show, and the people that surrounded Reagan were all globalists. And he sounded so good when he gave a speech, didn't he? And everybody loved him. And that's the same thing with Trump. Trump sounds so good. Everybody loves him. He says the right things. But the people who are surrounding him again, and actually, I do not in my heart believe that he understands what's going on. This man is smart, but he's not Mr. Brilliant like Musk, okay?
I think
and
you've got it very well pegged here. There's a direct connection with a Reagan-esque personality.
That's
the
right.
Great Anchorman.
Here's the second thing. I believe somehow somebody has said to him, you do as some people lead you to do, or they will kill you.
I'm telling you, I have had a sense ever since Butler, Pennsylvania, that
yes,
Trump
me too.
Changed. Something about him changed. And I think he was perhaps guaranteed his health and welfare if he just played along. I don't know. But I think they owned him from that point on. That's my take. And yours too, I guess.
Well, I can't be positive, but
we can only speculate.
Thing.
That's
it's the same MO. Exactly. It's exactly the same. And you know, John Judge, I put that 13-minute video of Judge explaining what happened with Reagan into the first Butler shooting when I wrote assassination attempt. And there it was. And you know how many people will bypass a video. So I took the video out and I sent it to everybody and I said, if you don't watch this, you won't understand what could happen again. So here's the thing that really perfects that this is the same MO. You've got the same kind of vice president as Reagan had. You've got somebody, and I talked about him the last time I was on, and I told you all of his connections. I told you, you know, that Thiel and Eric Schmidt, the guy who was CEO of Google, and billionaire Thiel put him in front of Trump. They are on the board of Bilderberg, and I have the actual page showing that Vance attended a Bilderberg meeting. So you've got a similar story.
Well, I've heard that before.
Here.
You know, the other problem with Vance, and it's not political or intellectual, he's vax injured. This is not a good thing. You get injured by that stuff, and a lot of times it's a long, slow descent into ever-worsening health problems, and I don't like to see anybody
settle
with that.
Yeah, well, his wife is the dangerous one, because both, look, like I told you before, you've got three Hindus here. You've got Vivek, you've got Kash Patel, and you've got Usha, all right? Two out of the
Kelly, she's getting away with a lot. She's not being looked at,
honey,
talked about.
You have no
nothing.
Idea. And she's on the board of one of the Gates outfits.
I'm sure.
I already know. I've got it. It's documented.
There you go. Right.
But there's two out of the three of these. Remember that India was an English holding up until the 60s. There's this organization that's globalist that's called the Pilgrim Society. It has every elitist in the world in it, and Kash Patel is a big shot in it, a big, big shot. Usha is in it, okay? I'm surprised Vivek isn't in it. Maybe he is. I haven't found him yet. But that's the globalist organization that is working. And every time I see another Indian, I have a book on the shelf that tells how all of this is working to bring us back under England. But the whole world will then be run by England.
That's Bloodlines again. Yes.
You betcha.
Sure.
Yep.
No, this is Dean Henderson knows a lot about that. He's got books out on it. And I think you're correct. It's all about the Bloodlines. It's the same group.
What we've got here false friends. We haven't got anybody. Well, we've got three people that are good, but the rest of them are all false friends.
You know, I'll tell you, and I mentioned this earlier, but I'll mention it to our listeners, that in the first Trump go-round, the only person in that administration that really got a pass from me was Stephen Miller.
I thought a lot
of the things he said were correct. And
so
seemingly sincere and very smart. Oh, yeah, I agree. So that's probably the only appointment so far that that would work for me. I have questions about all of them.
Well, I'll
Marco
tell you
Rubio,
what,
come on, jeez,
oh, Rubio.
This is crazy.
Rubio's Gang
these are all
eight.
Actors. That, it's all scripted. It's all crap.
Rubio is filth. He is the sewer rat. You do not want him as Secretary of State. He will screw up the works big time.
I can't. I'm sorry. I'm looking at this unfold, and I just want to puke.
He is the
it's
last
Trump
damn person.
At his worst again. He's not yeah. leading the way. Maybe he's tired. I don't
he's
know. But there's no excuse
people.
For this.
He's not choosing these people. Susie Wiles is.
Okay, here. I had somebody guess on the program.
Look,
go ahead.
Wait a minute. Do you know yeah. who his advisors are for the transition project? It's not just McMahon, Linda McMahon. Who
no, it's Lutnick and Jerry Kushner. Jared Kushner.
No, Jared Kushner is not in there. I'll tell you who. It's his two sons, Eric and Donald.
And Don? Right.
And guess who? Two Democrats, RFK and Tulsi.
Well,
yep.
Don
yeah.
Jr. has now, just announced yesterday he's going to work for a big venture capital firm soon.
Don Jr. is stupid. Eric is the smart one. Junior is stupid.
Really? I haven't evaluated them. I don't know.
I would tell him that to his face. You're stupid. He's the one that promoted Vance.
He's an idiot.
Well,
all right.
Yeah, he thinks all these people his dad is choosing are wonderful, and his dad isn't even choosing them.
Oh, no, he's not. That's absolutely correct.
Uh-uh.
Well, thank you, Cal. For your ideas, your viewpoints, your thoughts, your deliberations. These are important. They're very helpful now as this tsunami of appointments continues. It's not slowing down any. We'll get back with you here maybe next week
next
sometime
month.
If you have the time.
Oh, please. You know, I've got too much to do, honey. But if something comes up, I'll tell you because yeah. this
you
is
you are scheduled,
breaking.
If you want, on the 26th, right at the end of the month, so.
Okay, fine.
Okay, thank you.
All
it's
right.
really good to hear from you. Thanks, Kelly.
Okay, bye.
All right. She really has connections, and her opinions and observations are always worthy of your consideration. We will be back with hour number two for you in just a few.